Well, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you might be on this beautiful planet. And welcome to the creative field. My name is Jeannie Martin, and I am your host here on bbsradio.com every second Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we are here on BBS Radio because of the support of our sponsors, the Emissaries of Divine Light, British Columbia, and Edenvale Retreat Center here in beautiful Abbotsford, B.C. Edenvale is a beautiful retreat and conference center that is available for groups worldwide with an atmosphere that feels like home. There's home-cooked meals, a wonderful staff, and 117 acres of beautiful natural land to enjoy and make your stay a special experience. So please visit our website at www.edenvaleretreat.ca and have a look around at the facilities, the land, and the upcoming events that you might wish to attend and come and be with us. The creative field is here to bring you a variety of positive solutions and perspectives for the future of humanity on planet Earth. When people ask, what can we do now? The hope is that the creative field can provide ideas and wisdom from a variety of guests who are doing things right here, right now, right on the ground, to help humanity move forward in positive ways. Through their efforts, they are raising the global consciousness to new levels and providing examples for all of us to follow. Our upcoming guest tonight is one of those individuals. And before I introduce our special guest, I'd like to invite you to call in with your questions or your comments by dialing 888-627-6008. This is a free call from anywhere in the world, so please join us. Your input is greatly appreciated, and your thoughts are very valuable. So please call in if you have the opportunity. I am very, very pleased to introduce our guest tonight, Debbie Riopel. Debbie is the co-coordinator of bringing random acts of kindness to Canada. Debbie and I have been friends for many years now, and I had the honor of performing the wedding ceremony for Debbie and her husband, Mark, her wonderful husband, Mark. My friendship, Debbie and Mark, has brought me many wonderful blessings through our times together and through the people and the activities that they are intimately connected to, including the Grandmother Go-Go's that support the Stephen Lewis Foundation, helping grandmothers in Africa raise their grandchildren after their own children have died of AIDS. So Debbie is an example of how one individual can make a huge difference in this world. And I am very excited to share this time with her to talk about random acts of kindness and the difference that those acts have made in Canada. So welcome, Debbie. Are you there, Debbie? I think we've lost her. If you could just hold on line there for a moment while BBS reconnects with Debbie. And while we're waiting for Debbie, I'd just like to mention that each and every one of us can do something, anything, to provide a random act of kindness for someone else. It doesn't take money. It doesn't take much time. It only takes really the heart to do it. And Debbie and Mark and so many wonderful individuals that are not just only connected to them, but that are doing things in our world every day in our communities to reach out with their hearts and make a difference to everyone in so many different ways. I'd like to also remind you just one more time as we're trying to reconnect with Debbie that you can call in at 888-627-6008. Perhaps you might know of a random act of kindness that you are able to reach out and give to someone else, or an act of kindness that someone did for you when you were least expecting it. Perhaps a kind word or a phone call, or something that you did at the spur of the moment, just from your heart, knowing that that little act would make such a difference in someone else's life. So if you can just bear with us for a few moments, I guess we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. We had Debbie on the line before we started, and now we seem to have lost her. And while we're waiting, I'd like to just mention, as I said about the gogos, the grandmothers. The gogo is a word in Zulu that means grandmother in Africa. And these wonderful women have been working diligently for the Stephen Lewis Foundation. They're just grandmothers here in Canada, local grandmothers. And my understanding is that over the past, I believe maybe 5 or 6 years, they've raised millions of dollars to send to Africa to support those grandmothers as they look after those children.
Debbie,
the Gogos are always doing random acts of kindness, working in the communities, putting on special events, doing many, many different things that have brought them closer and closer to the grandmothers across the planet. And as I was speaking to them, I belong to the Gogos in White Rock, and then I've now moved to Abbotsford, where there's also an active Gogo grandmothers group here locally. And I've had the opportunity to be at some of those events that these wonderful women have initiated with their crafts, their sewing, their baking, their every little thing that they can do to reach out and gather the money that these people need. So if you could just hold on the line a moment.
Deb is with us.
Okay, are you with us now, BBS?
Yes,
BBS, are you with us?
Hi, Jeannie. Debbie's here.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Okay. And I think we had a little bit of technical difficulty there.
Always interesting.
Yes, always interesting. So welcome. Welcome,
Thank
Debbie.
Thank you so much.
I am so pleased to have you with me tonight. So I did do a little intro. I don't know whether you missed it or not, but
I did miss it, Jeannie. But I'm sure it was interesting.
Well, I told them how much I love you.
Aw, thank you, and right back at you.
Good. Well, maybe we could start this evening by having you tell us how you came to be inspired to bring random acts of kindness to Canada and how it's unfolded since that time.
Well, thank you so much again for having me on. And it's always a delight and an honor to share more about kindness on the planet. So let's see. It all began back in 1994 in Edmonton, Alberta, actually, with a random act of violence. So a young woman named Barb Danilesco was actually murdered in Edmonton in her own home. And at that time, my sister Colleen Ring was teaching in the neighborhood where Barb lived. Barb was an incredible woman who was very involved in the community and with children. And so my sister Colleen was teaching at an elementary school in the area at that time, and she was wondering, how on earth am I going to explain this to my little grade 2 students? And what became apparent to Colleen was that the perfect antidote for a random act of violence would be a random act of kindness. So Colleen went ahead and developed a program called Kids for Kindness, and it proved to be so empowering for the children. And then her staff got involved, her school, and then before she knew it, she was actually hearing about a kindness, I guess you could call it revolution, that was being started in California by Canary Press. So, and that was in 1995. So Colleen decided that would be outstanding to get Random Acts of Kindness Week going in Edmonton, since she was already on that path. And at that point, she enlisted my help, and we were able to get Random Acts of Kindness Week proclaimed in the city of St. Albert for 1995. So from there, Jeannie, it was amazing because many other cities and towns and even countries around the world had heard about Random Acts of Kindness Week, and they decided to also, just get going with this new idea and giving people permission to step up their kindness.
And so then how did you obviously brought it out here to British Columbia to us, because you've just had a Random Act of Kindness Week, haven't you?
Right. So I would just say, too, then, that Random Acts of Kindness Week really picked up a lot of steam in Alberta, in that we had information going out to all the teachers throughout the province, and a lot of schools, hospitals, cities were actually embracing, the whole idea of the week of goodwill. So in the meantime, Colleen and I got connected internationally. We were invited to kindness conferences in Japan. And from there, I was inspired with my husband Mark to actually do a trip around the world, gathering kindness stories, taking a look at what the face of kindness actually looks like. And then from there, I was led to a kindness organization here in Vancouver. So had the opportunity to promote a kindness coin in schools as well. So I moved from Alberta to BC and have always continued to love the idea of kindness. And so it evolved over here, as you were sharing with the Go-Go's. We were a group of grannies, one of the 240 chapters across Canada, and we decided that Random Acts of Kindness Week would be the perfect week to share our gratitude with the community who helped us raise so much money for the grannies in Africa through the Stephen Lewis Foundation. So I know it's a really big story, but the common thread is definitely kindness. And so, again, the week was very well embraced, and we were delighted to share small acts of kindness with different service organizations and businesses here in the White Rock, South Surrey area.
And since then, I know that you are a kindergarten and grade one teacher.
Yes,
and
I am.
Also brought that beautiful aspect of kindness to the children in the schools. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's really wonderful in the schools of BC because we do have a focus on developing social responsibility. And for me, just putting that kind of thing under the umbrella of kindness has been really powerful for the kids. So I talk to my little students about what kindness looks like, what kindness feels like, the importance of it in helping each other out, and how good we feel when we do a kindness, and how good the other person feels as well. So it's just been part and parcel of my teaching method for a very long time. And it just feels like when that is alive and well in the classroom, so many other things work, so much better. When we're all treating each other with respect, and when the children feel empowered to make a difference in their little worlds.
Exactly. And as a grandmother myself, I know you and I have had those conversations of how do we provide an example to the children when the front page of the newspaper is talking about war and all of the so-called terrible things that are going on Earth, and they don't realize that really, truly, the majority of the people on planet Earth are loving human beings, and they are capable and willing to reach out in acts of kindness towards each other. Don't you agree?
I completely agree with that, Jeannie, and I think the importance of continually reminding children that we all have so much goodness in us is, you know, it's like we need to offer this extra antidote of what is working between people. And we know right now that heart-to-heart connections are especially important. We're hearing more about, you know, kindness and work and happiness in the workplace produces more creativity and productivity. So, you know, there is this huge ripple effect of when we really do share from the heart and, you know, at the root of it, know that we are all the same. And so this kind of a connection is just so powerfully potent from the little ones right through to us grannies.
Exactly. And, you know, we're very blessed to live in a country that's multicultural. I feel very lucky to be in this part of the world because all of the cultures that blend in our communities and in our Western culture in North America, but particularly in Canada, there's so much richness that is brought from the different cultures and the different ways in which people have been raised up in their individual countries. And then they feel inspired to even come to Canada, which blesses all of us. I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about when you took that trip around the world, mm-hmm. how those random acts of kindness or how kindness is perceived in different parts of the world.
Hmm. Well, you know, I think that is such a great question, and I'm sure your listeners will agree. When you travel, it's like your senses are heightened, and, you know, you're very curious about these new and amazing cultures, and you're quite the observer as well. So, you know, how often they say our taxi drivers are the people that introduce us to a new country when we're traveling, and I would say for my husband and I, that was very, very true. And it was like the smallest kindness was magnified. It meant so much. So if we were greeted by a smile, if someone asked if they could help us when we were looking at a map to find our way about, people going the extra mile to make sure that we felt comfortable in, you know, wherever we were staying, those things meant so very, very much. And then, of course, if you were able to take it to the next level and actually befriend some people in the different countries, you know, that was just so, I mean, it was just such a great way to see the goodness on the planet. Oh, my goodness, let's see. I've often said with our trip to Kenya, we had the opportunity to visit a woman who was doing incredible work in the Mathari Valley slums of Nairobi. And if kindness were a currency, how well we were treated in those slums by the children performing, by people speaking to us from their heart, from their appreciation to what we had brought to them and were sharing, it's just mind-blowing to see how we actually are the same. So even though we're not speaking the same language, by our attitude towards others and the openness and just, you know, that whole ability to connect heart to heart, even though, you know, we may not know exactly what each other is saying, was, I would say, the greatest gift that we received around the world. And it was like the more we were open to the stories that were presenting themselves, the more kindness stories unfolded. And we have our little YouTube DVD is is there to be seen. It's called A World of Kindness. So if your viewers want to take a look at that, they'll see we traveled to 16 different countries and recorded amazing stories that were heartwarming. It really felt like the world was one culture when, you know, we see our kindness values in action wherever we went.
Right. And, you know, I see random acts of kindness as a way to show others, to show everyone that there's still much love in this world, much love. And we can give each other that small gesture of love without any expectations, and it doesn't cost anything.
Exactly right. You know, I love to look at random acts of kindness. We could just a springboard for the rest of the year. And when my sister Colleen and I were first envisioning this, we felt we needed to recognize three components of kindness, and that would be kindness to yourself. We know that it's very difficult to be giving unless, you know, you yourself have been kind to you, your internal self-talk, taking care of your health, you know, making sure that you're in as positive an environment as you can. And then the second component, kindness to others. And then the third, kindness to the planet. So, you know, during that week, to be reminded of those things and then to be given full permission to know that you're only limited by your imagination. How much does it take to make someone's day better?
Exactly.
And that is a question.
And I'll bet you've got some really neat stories about acts of kindness that you could probably share with us.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've just received one, actually, from a little student that I had last year. And so we had talked a lot about kindness in the classroom. And then he saw the article in the paper about our go-go gratitudes during Random Acts of Kindness Week. So he asked his mom if they could buy a coffee for the person behind them at Starbucks. And, you know, he... After the family did that, him and his little brothers, then he said, and you know what, Mrs. Riopel would be so proud of me. And, you know, so for me, receiving that story has just made me feel so good. And I know they felt good, and I'm sure the recipient of the kindness also felt very good. So I don't know, there's so many kindness stories, Jeannie, large and small. I mean, traveling around the world, we had huge kindness stories where we were super lost and someone would jump on the subway with us and help us, you know, to get to our next destination, or losing a credit card. And a whole little village in Bali was helping us to get that credit card back. And then, you know, for me, it's just the small ones, too, that are so important. Someone holding a door open for me. You know, often it's maybe a young teenage fellow, and you just think, oh, my goodness. It just shifts up the whole paradigm of how you're thinking about a particular situation when those little things happen.
Exactly. And, you know, again, I just want to mention the media has a tendency... I don't know when the media of the local newspaper turned into the National Enquirer, but it seems that it talks about so much doom and gloom and frightening things, when really that's just a little tiny small percentage of this planet. I truly believe that.
You can go anywhere in this world
and reach out a hand and give a smile, and you're going to get that smile back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely true. I think that myself, too, when I'm watching the news, and often I'll limit that as well because I don't find it that uplifting. But we know that there is a large amount of people on this planet, I don't even know what the percentage would be, Jeannie, 95% that are going about their lives, that are helping each other. I mean, how did we get to be 7 billion strong on the planet? There's a lot of goodness going on.
I agree. I totally agree. And, I was noticing, too, that the local media in White Rock picked up the story of acts of kindness.
Yes, and, you know, I love that. I love it when local media is really into the positives that are going on in a community because, you know, people read that, and kindness is contagious. So the more we get to read inspiring stories, I think the more empowered we all feel to be courageous and to go out there, think outside the box a little bit, and actually do some different, kind, goodwill type of activities.
Yes, and to encourage people to feel okay to approach someone and say, can I help you? Can I help you with that? Maybe carry somebody's groceries out to the cart. There are many, many different things that can be done as acts of kindness that I don't know whether the first part of the program I was saying a whole lot of things. I don't know if anybody heard them or not. But it doesn't take any money to be kind. And there's so many different ways that we can reach out to each other, even to make a phone call or say to the next-door neighbor, well, I'm really glad you live next to me. I feel mm-hmm. good when I see you come out in your yard.
Mm-hmm. You totally have the spirit of this, Jeannie. So there's a wonderful website that the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation has, and they've got a beautiful list, like a postcard, of just simple, inexpensive type things that you can do. One of the most powerful kindnesses you can give to someone is a heartfelt compliment. I don't believe today that people, you know, we're all running about helter-skelter, and I think it's just so lovely when someone compliments you on something you're wearing or, you know, how you're looking or, you know, those kinds of things are priceless, really.
Yes, and, I was wondering if you could share with us, too, what went on in your community in Random Act of Kindness Week at the end of February this year.
Okay,
what everybody did as you reached out to the community.
Well, it all began with our little group, and we started crafting these delights that we were going to share over Random Acts of Kindness Week. So we bought some boxes of chocolates, gathered candies, put some special little kindness notes attached to the candies with yarn, and we began devising a very fun plan of who we wanted to thank. All the people in the community who had helped us out so generously. And so we made a plan. It was like this big strategic plan on a chart as to who we were going to thank each day during Random Acts of Kindness Week. And we had teams of grandmothers going out into the community to do so. And the day that I was able to tap in, we gave thank you notes and candies to our library, who allowed us to have many, many meetings there. The fire department, the RCMP, you know, service providers that are always there, willing to help us out with kindness. And even some thank yous to the local mayors here in White Rock and South Surrey. So we were greeted with a lot of surprise and happiness and joy. And so, it was lots of fun. And then on the final Sunday, we actually did a reverse collection at one of the churches that's helped us out too. And so after the regular collection, we filled the baskets with candies and passed those out, reminding people that it was Random Acts of Kindness Week, to pay it forward and to enjoy the little goodies. So it was a wonderful week where we felt that we were able to, you know, just share some of this goodness that we've received from the community in helping grannies across the ocean.
Yeah. And as you mentioned earlier when you were talking about the three different ways that you can enjoy kindness and kindness to yourself. I'm a firm believer, and in the work that I do as a clinical hypnotherapist, I'm dealing with people all the time who haven't taken the time or have never even considered how perfect they really are. You know, we go through our lives, and I don't prefer to call something a mistake as long as you gain wisdom from something that doesn't work. And I've done plenty of things in my life that didn't work the first time. But that's how we learn. And nobody gave us a manual on being a human. And,
exactly.
And at the same time, I think it's very, very important for all of us, no matter what has happened in life, no matter what we may have done right or wrong or indifferent in our own opinion, today is a brand new day. And
right.
To begin to look at yourself and forgive yourself if you think you need forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
And realize that we're all unique. We're all wonderful, perfect spirits that are unique in our own ways, and we have something to bring to the world. We have gifts to bring, and
mm-hmm.
we may not be like Mozart, a great pianist, or anything of the sort, but we do have things inside of us that are passions.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we do share with each other, no matter who we are or where we are, is that need and desire to love and be loved.
Exactly. And that is a universal.
It
so,
is. And you know, Debbie, that, and I'll ask you about this as well. With the Go-Go's that are supporting the grandmothers in Africa, and we've had the opportunity to come together in special ways
mm-hmm.
to look at different, I guess we don't call them videos anymore, but...
DVDs
of the grandmothers in Africa, the children in Africa, and there is acts of kindness that go on between them when they don't have anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing material.
That's right. But what we see is the great connection they have for each other and how they look out for each other and help each other, and they know the strength in that, and sometimes I think we've forgotten that, you know, on this continent because of our busyness and sometimes our disconnectedness. So there is a wealth there, definitely. You know, how we say it takes a village. It does take a village, and I think the women in Africa know that, and they act upon that.
Yes, and you could see that. You can see the love on the faces of those people, and not only that they embrace their sisters from Canada and the United States, they embrace each other because they're not trying to figure out who's got an iPod and who doesn't.
No.
They're there surviving day by day,
mm-hmm.
and yet inside of their hearts, they find the joy in living with one another and loving each other. The love between those grandchildren and their grandmothers is profound.
It is profound, and it will be interesting to see the ripple effect of that as these children grow up, you know, who've been raised by grandmothers. So, you know, in spite of the terrible tragedy of losing their parents to HIV/AIDS, now they're being raised in this wisdom and also amongst all these beautiful grandmothers who love them so much and who are giving them the very best of themselves. So, I mean, this is such a great cause to be supporting those grandmothers, and I thank Stephen Lewis for his mighty vision around this. And, you know, when you think about 240 chapters have developed and evolved in Canada since 2006, raising, you know, millions of dollars for the Stephen Lewis Foundation, you know, there is an urgency for sure, and there is a powerful heart-to-heart connection that we're feeling with those grandmothers as well. So, I mean, it is a story about love during times of adversity.
Yeah. I'm going to take this opportunity just to invite our listeners once again to feel free to call us. And the number is 888-627-6008. Again, it's a free call from anywhere in the world, and I know our listeners are spread in many different directions. So please feel free to call us. We'd like to hear your input or perhaps an experience that you might have had receiving an act of kindness or giving an act of kindness that made a difference. And Debbie, I think primarily the creative field is here for this very reason, to tell people that there are things that they can do to make the planet a better place. Mm-hmm. And it's not just fluffy talk. It's actually very powerful, especially when you can reach out to someone perhaps of a different culture and let down those barriers of fear of the unknown or what will that person think of me, to reach out to that new neighbor and say, welcome, here's a cupcake, or
that's
here's
right.
a smile, or here I am if you need any help.
Well, and imagine if each of us forgave someone in our lifetime as an act of kindness to ourselves and to others. And
exactly.
I also wanted to let our listeners know, too, that there is a World Kindness Movement. And this was formed in the late 1990s. And so there are 18 countries around the world that have this consciousness as part of who they are when we talk about different cultures coming together. So I have sat at international tables with people who speak different languages, who have different religious beliefs, and yet we can all agree on the power and the importance of kindness. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Oh, that's very exciting. And again, to remind everybody, that is the nature, the human nature of consciousness, is to love. And for whatever reasons, we've kind of got our consciousness strayed away into perhaps the material world or the lack of. We think we're poor at times when we can't afford that brand new car this year, or the latest Nike runners or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an indication that we need to come back to center, back to
that's
the center
right.
of our being and realize what life is really about. Because as you know, and we'll use the grandmothers in Africa once again, when everything is at stake and life is at stake, you live right in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in the moment is where you can find that joy.
Absolutely. No question about it, Jeannie.
I'm wondering, if you could, for our listeners, give them some ideas on how they can reach out to people in acts of kindness that would just take them a moment or very little money to, like that little boy asking his parents to buy a cup of coffee for the people behind.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably still talking about that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to be talking about that for a long time myself. I mean, you just think about smiling at someone, Jeannie. You know, if we're all in a tense situation somewhere, a group of people, and you just smile and acknowledge someone across a room, powerful stuff. You know, the giving of a compliment, the forgiving, the offering a seat, cheering up a friend. And speaking of that one, I just wanted to share a personal story. So I was having a kind of a challenging time in my life and feeling quite down, and I wasn't quite sure what to do to get myself out of that. And what I decided to do was actually go and give a couple of hours of housework to a lady that I met through the church I was attending who had cancer. And tell you what, before I knew it, she was so appreciative that I would come in and vacuum for her because she couldn't. And I would say by week two, I had already then pulled myself out of my feeling not so happy and began to appreciate how incredible this woman was in her battle with cancer. So I can honestly say that, you know, the neurons in my brain got changed up by, you know, doing something to help somebody else. It was a very powerful, transformative experience.
Yes, exactly. And as you say that, you know, I can just feel it when we reach out and serve something or someone else that serves all of us, everybody's lifted by that. This is an energetic world, and you know that. Your wonderful husband, Mark, is a Qigong master, and for you. The world of energy, when you hold a higher energy, whether it's in an act of kindness, which is an act of love, or you hold even the vision of something better for someone else who's suffering,
yes,
then you lift everyone up with that thought or that act.
It is that beautiful ripple effect of dropping that little act of kindness coin or pebble into the sea and then watching what happens from there. I mean, I've heard people tell incredible kindness stories where they spent time with someone who perhaps was on the verge of committing suicide, and because they spent that time with them, it totally changed that person's outlook, and they decided to stay on the planet a little longer.
Yeah.
And
you
we know...
When we talk about personal responsibility, and I really believe that whether we see it this way or not, most of us, it is the responsibility of the grandmothers, the grandfathers, the mothers, and the fathers to set the example for the children.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
right,
in the work that I do, I know that up until 11 years old, a child has no way of making decisions based on experience. They don't have what we call a critical mind. So everything that we say to them, everything that we show them, that we do and share with them, goes into their psyche like a program, just like a computer, and it has no filters in it whatsoever. So another thing I would suggest is that when we're talking to the children of this world, whether it's our children, someone else's, or a child walking down the street, it's very, very important to say positive, loving things to that child. And even maybe if they're misbehaving, and I know, Debbie, that you deal with this all the time with the children that you teach.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way to teach a child the right things to do without hammering them down and telling them they're worth nothing.
Mm-hmm. And we know now scientifically, Jeannie, that for every negative thing that we say to a child in particular, it takes at least 100 positives to counteract the effect of that negativity. So if we all just get into the habit every day of doing our very best around speaking kindly, respecting, and as you're saying, especially children, that, you know, the children are our future. So what kind of a world do we want ahead of us? And it does revolve around this whole idea of love and connection and positivity and authenticity.
Yes, they are our future. And they respond so quickly to love.
You know,
I know that they say in the schools, they talk about bullying and they talk about all of the things that could happen. I truly believe that with the atmosphere of gentle, loving kindness and encouragement, that wouldn't exist at all. Because those children really are in this world, and they look at the world like it's, whoa, an amazing place. So where do they get these ideas?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I agree with you what you were saying, too. You know, our basic purpose on planet Earth is to be kind. So if we share that, especially with our future generations, we as the role models impact. And, you know, we just can't say enough about this. And as you and I were having a chat the other day about even prior to the child being born in utero, how we're thinking about them, what we're saying about them, is it's all in this field of love around us.
Exactly, and they do. For those who may not have heard this before, a child who is in utero knows exactly what the parents are saying. and they may not know how to speak English yet, but it's an energetic field. And they feel what the parents feel. They know if they're wanted or unwanted. And, you know, I look back when I raised my children, and I didn't know then what I know now. But anybody who's listening to this program tonight, now you know something different. Now you know something more.
That's right. I always love what Oprah said. When you know better, you'll do better.
Exactly.
And as you were saying, Jeannie, every day is a new day. And so if we wake up with the intention of kindness to self, kindness to others, kindness to the planet, how can we go wrong?
Exactly. And if you have done something, perhaps, and you think, oh, my goodness, I said this or that to my child, or I said this or that to my neighbor, or my sister, or my brother, whatever it is, there's always the opportunity to say, I've been thinking about what I said, and I just want you to know I love you dearly, and that I've learned something from that, because it's never too late, particularly to a child, to say, Mom was a little upset yesterday, and I've been thinking about that, and I just don't want to hurt you. You're a very important person. You are a spirit that's unique and special, and I love you dearly.
Absolutely. And I think it's important for, you know, children to see that we're human and that we make mistakes and that we can ask for forgiveness, too.
Exactly. And how is the random acts of kindness, how is it working with the children in the schools when you bring those ideas forward? I'm sure they love it.
They love it, and they respond very well to it. And, you know, it opens up their consciousness so much more to, well, you know, when we think again about what they hear on the news or what they see on TV, you know, there's a lot of kind of belittling of how people speak to each other on a lot of the programs. And so it's like, in a way, reteaching them a bit. And I've had such a tremendous response from the parents in particular, because they say now kindness is a part of our discussions at home. So, yeah, you know, it's like watching the children blossom. And then we have a context from which to discuss any issues that come up, any friend issues, problems on the playground. We can relate it back. And I tell the children that when you do something kind, this is so good for you. It is part of your health. It's a part of being healthy. And when you know how you feel when someone says, will you play with me, as opposed to someone not playing with you, how good you feel. And then if you see your friend asking someone else to play with them, how good you all feel. So we talk about what happens at recess, and I'll often do that during their little snack break. So they're eating healthy food, and we're talking about healthy ways of living, being kind, being friends, all those kinds of things. And I'll talk about how even being good listeners is kindness to Mrs. Riopelle as well. Or, you know, just saying hello when we have a guest come into the room. Or, you know, there's just so many ways that we can incorporate kindness. And it's that whole basic of, you know, treating others the way that you want to be treated.
Yeah. We may have a listener on the line. I'll just check and see if there's someone on the line. Maybe not. Had a little beep there for a moment. Another thing you mentioned, Debbie, was being kind to ourselves, being kind to others, and being kind to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We are at a time now when we really have to think about that. And it starts with each individual. And we know that maybe big corporations are not really paying too much of attention to that. But we can pay attention where we are, and there's 7 billion of us. And if each one of us did something to make sure that we do something to preserve the lands in a way that encourages life on that land, I'm blessed to be here at Edenvale. We're here on organic land that is natural. And I can tell you, Debbie, when I walk out the door here, I can feel it.
Wow.
It's an energy. And when it doesn't matter whether you've got a 33-foot lot in downtown Vancouver, there's going to be a bird landing on your yard. There's going to be
right.
a little animal coming through. And there's going to be plants that want to live in your atmosphere that bring great joy. And to nurture those things and
yes.
to not to treat the planet like it's a garbage can you can throw things out your window on, we have to be thinking about that now more than ever so that there is land for our children and our grandchildren to put their feet on.
That's right. So, you know, again, I always say to my students, just think about a roof being put on top of planet Earth. This is our home. This is where we all live, 7 billion of us. So what are we going to do to reduce, reuse, recycle? You know, what are the steps that we can do every single day so that all that becomes a habit? And, you know, maybe as adults, maybe there are letters we need to be writing to people, being much more conscious buyers in what we choose. You know, really looking at the whole sustainability things, you know, supporting our farmers, finding out how we can grow a garden. There are so many things that we could do, and it all begins, as you say, with that consciousness and the awareness and the feeling of empowerment that we do each make a big difference in how we're living our lives.
Yes, and to think, you know, now that I've moved out into the country, and I so appreciate the local people who supply what we need in the best ways that they can, and they're kind of like mom and pop operations. And hey, even as I was reading the information of the local newspaper on the Act of Kindness Week, and I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
Looking at going to your local people and going, I just want to come and say thank you for being here. I know
yes.
that it is an easy thing to run a small business in today's world, but I'm going to keep buying my bread from you as long
yes.
as I possibly can just to support
yep.
you being here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is so important. Again, that the conscious shopping and buying and, you know, the power of what we each are as individuals.
Yeah, exactly.
And Jeannie, I had a little quote that I would love to share with the listeners.
Oh, please.
And this quote comes from a man named Bo Losoff, and he had started the Human Kindness Foundation in South Carolina a long time ago. And some of his greatest work is actually in prisons. And so he helps people who've made mistakes, you know, feel worthwhile again. So incredible work. But he once shared this quote with us, and I would love to share it as well. So in the midst of global crises such as pollution, wars, and famine, kindness may be too easily dismissed as a soft issue or a luxury to be addressed after the urgent problems are solved. But kindness is the greatest need in all of those areas, toward the environment, toward other nations, towards the needs of people who are suffering. Until we reflect kindness in everything we do, our political gestures will be fleeting and fragile. Simple kindness may be the most vital key to the riddle of how human beings can live with each other in peace and care properly for this planet that we all share.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's very profound and so true. I just invite everyone to start today like a contract with Mother Earth and all of the life forms on it, an agreement, a commitment, that one way, every day, some way, you might reach out in a tiny little way in an act of kindness And I know that by making those kinds of commitments and promises to our home with a roof over top of it, that we could turn all of the consciousness around that maybe you're trying to convince us that it's an awful world and this life is a struggle. When you have love in your heart and you reach out with that love, something happens to you. You're raised up by that very act. And if everybody who's listening could just say, well, I'm going to try that even for a week, you'll never stop once you start. I'm sure you agree, eh, Debbie?
I do, and you know, I would like to invite everyone listening to join the kindness revolution. Step outside the box a little bit, and with the new knowledge that we've been sharing tonight, Jeannie, that they know that that helping others holds the power to affect not only their health, but also the health of our entire planet. So this is a very important discussion, and we know it's contagious. So the more positivity that people create, people will be amazed at what happens to them.
Well, I have to say again how proud I am of both you and Mark. You've been all over this world, and I know wherever you touch ground, you reach out with that kindness. It's in your heart. It's a part of your cellular memory now. And I want to thank you for being such an example for everybody that you meet and everybody that you touch. I love you, Debbie. And,
thank you,
and I'm
Jeannie.
So
thank
proud of
you
on behalf of planet Earth.
Well, thank you, and you know, and I feel the same way about you, and I know there are so many people out there in every day and every way they are making a difference in how they treat each other too. So, you know, it's like a time for us to connect together and know that there is great good here.
Yeah, and for our listeners too, start tomorrow. Be kind to each other in your home. Be kind to your children. If you need to tell them something to guide them in the right direction, do it with gentle kindness. And do it most of all by example. It'll make a difference. They are our future. And for those of us that are parents and grandparents, we realize how fast life goes by. And those opportunities that we may have, we can miss them so easily. Just reach out now, particularly to your children, and tell them how much you love them. Show them what kindness feels like so that they can take that out into their world. And Debbie, is there anything you'd like to share with us before we complete our program tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just want to say thank you to you and to being host on this incredible radio show. And, you know, just remembering that we are all one. And our needs are all the same, and it doesn't matter where you go on this planet. Kindness, the face of kindness, looks the same. It's pretty amazing.
It is. And thank you, Debbie, so much for being with me tonight. It's a special night having you with me. And I'd like to thank all of our listeners for joining us and being a part of this evening. And hopefully something that we've shared tonight is going to sit in your heart, because truth always reaches the heart, and that you can take that truth and that feeling and reach out into the world and help us in the kindness movement across the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So for all of our listeners, I welcome you to join us again 2 weeks from now, Sunday evening, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, here on bbsradio.com, The Creative Field. And thank you all for listening. Thank you again, Debbie, for being with me. And with that, I'll say good night. And God bless everyone.